谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a matter of fact, we'd like to thank our American colleague for briefing us on the directive of DOD. Many of the contents needs our examination. But as a matter of fact, we still have some questions which would like to seek some clarification from the US colleague. Because we also examined the US directive before. Firstly, the directive, as for its scope of use, does it only cover the US Department of Defense? Or does it also cover other departments not involved in military conflicts, such as border control and law enforcement? Secondly, the directive does not mention the restriction of development of weapon systems, be they fully automated or semi-automated. Neither does it make any specific restrictions on acquiring AWS. It merely mentioned that so long as it can meet the requirements of design and the testing and the validation requirements, then the system can be deployed and used. As a matter of fact, in our discussion this week, the US working paper specifically barred such a choice. So perhaps I'd like to seek further clarification from my colleague in the state from the United States on this latest DOD directive. Thirdly, we've also noticed that the paper presented by American colleague only refers to a DOD document covering the design of automated and semi-automated weapon systems in which the commanders or the operators should exercise a certain degree of human judgment on the use of such weapons. But it does not say to what extent will this judgment be involved. Perhaps I can hear more explanation from US delegate. Finally, it is a matter of greatest concern to us. The new directive requires that in developing or using laws, one needs to meet the requirements for testing. But so long as a high official deems there is a military need, this requirement can be dispensed with. What is meant by emergency military need? I've also noticed that there is also a question of efforts to guard against proliferation. As a matter of fact, the directive does not contain any restrictions on the proliferation of such weapons. The document says, according to the requirements of existing technical safety and publication requirements, so long as the requirements are met, international marketing and transfer would be allowed. I'd like to seek further clarification on those points. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.